Before Om Ram comes, Padre Pio is here and desires to extend the radiance of the five crystal rays, we used to call them secret rays, to each of you through his hands and his feet. The stigmata he has just in the same guise that Jesus did and St. Francis did. And these rays are ruby, concentrated love. For those of you especially who are practitioners of any kind of healing work, energy work, he's investing these rays right into your crystal ray chakras, and especially your hands, for that work and for anything else that you choose to use your hands toward. Gardening, bathing children, or elderly, working with those who have disabilities. Through your hands can shine these heavenly graces. And now that you're conscious of this gift, it's incumbent upon you to use this gift as often as you can for healing work, for love, simply to care about people in any way that you are moved to care, even through computer work, dishwashing, cooking, everything you use your hands for, blessing essential oils, giving them to people with love, hair cutting, massage, everything. Our hands are sacred appendages of God. We experience free will partly through movement, and that movement occurs through our hands and our feet, our mouths, our eyes, and every part of our being that moves. Yet we take these sacred centers for granted, and so let us use our hands to bless the earth and everything that we do. Bless one another as the Master Om Ram in their communities would hold their hand up and greet each person. A ray of gratitude and grace is extended through the hand, recognizing each initiate, witnessing the light of the Christ and of God within each one. And Padre Pio is, as I see him now, so powerful that you cannot even imagine how this great saint of the Catholic tradition is amazing. His body is like huge, and you may know the story of how people would pray to him and he would appear in the sky. And pilots would see him. And some pilots of the enemy during World War II, the Nazis or the Italians, would pass over certain cities and not drop bombs there. And the young men who he prayed for would be saved by the grace of God. This is the power of prayer and of the saints who are one with God. Saint Pio, Padre Pio, says to you, he considers you all his little saints upon earth. You have the abilities for great things upon earth, divine things. When you retain your holiness, your sanctity, when you extend the love of your hearts, through your saintly lives, live to the glory of God. And you too can be the instrument for many miracles, for divine intercession, and the glories of God manifesting upon the earth. So we'll listen now to some music that I wrote, composed, Padre Pio, come. as we meditate with this great saint, who was embodied as one of the shepherds at the time of the incarnation and birth of Jesus, one of the shepherds who witnessed the great star and heard the angels singing, and who then rushed to the scene of the crush to behold the glory of God embodied in the living Son of God, Jesus. Padre Pio, come. We'll just meditate.